Zeche Nishmas Daniel Shainabas of Yeshua Fallas. Okay, we're in packet 16. So today is the last shiur for this Zman. So the Bechina, we said, is on what?
Tuesday the 21st.
Bechina.
Tuesday the 21st.
Bechina. Zeche Nishmas Daniel Shainabas Yeshua Fallak.
Tuesday,
January 21st. So we'll start 9:30, 9:45, 9:45, 10:10. 10:15, 10:15, 10:30, 10:35, 10:45, 10:45, 11, 11. So I'll send it on the sign-up sheet. Sign up sheet for the Bechina. You can sign up for your Chavrusa. Okay, so should I turn around? Or, yeah, why not?
We can do it after.
Okay, it's right here, the sign up sheet for the Bechina for Tarovis Part 1. Okay. So don't forget to we'll remind everyone.
And when are we starting up classes again?
Wednesday, Thursday, right?
Wednesday.
Wednesday after.
Okay. Excellent. Okay. So today we're supposed to do the famous Rashba. On page 7, the Torah Sabayis. Page 7. Nata Navar Kli Ben Yomo Shenesa Machmas Isra Mashahu. So if you Kli Ben Yomo, so it was mamish, and there was some issa that came in. A little bit of issa. Imuto lishtamish bo lechatchia. So normally, if you kli is treif, you can't use it. You can't use it treif kli. Here's so what? A little piece of treif meat got in. So what would you have to do? You'd have to do Haggalah, or Liban, or whatever. So he's saying that maybe you wouldn't even have to do anything. Why? Because, why do you have to be Machsha Kalim? The reason why you have to be Machsha Kalim is because there's Blias, and then when you're going to use the Kli now for something kosher, the Trev Blias will come in. So therefore, you have to be machshir it so it shouldn't trafe up your new stuff. And even if it's Eina Ben Yomo, you still have to do, you have to be machshir, because it's a gzeira that you might come to use it when it's Ben Yomo. But what, and if it's Ben Yomo and you use it, you're going to trafe up the food. But what if the food is very, that the trace food was very insignificant, and the kli is a big kli, so anytime you're going to possibly use it, you know, so the bliya will be bottle in the new food. So if it'll be, If you're betel in the new food, so then what's the problem? It's not a din that you have to be machshir kelim like you have to put on tefillin. You know what I mean? You have to be machshir kelim because you're going to mess up the new food. It's not a chova. And even if it won't, because it's ain't a binyomo, but we have a gezeira out of binyomo. But if in a situation that there's no possibility that it's going to possibly mess up the food, then maybe you shouldn't have to be machshir at all, and maybe you could even use it when it's a binyomo. Because if a little piece of meat fell in, treif meat, to an industrial pot, right? And when I use the pot, you fill it up the whole way, right? So there's definitely shishim connected the tarfus.
The bleer.
Yeah. So that's called a kli shedarko lishtamish bo b'shefa.
Say that again.
Yeah, look here. Atanavar kli ben yomish nesar machmas izr mashu. אם מותו לשלם שם לחתכי לבד לא קיימן שעשר מועד עם לב, אם יש הפרש בדובר זה בין שהכלי הוא דרכו להשתמש בו בשפע עם לב. Whereas is there any chilek between if it's a kli that you normally use it בשפע with great quantity and therefore it'll always be bottle. You want to say something, Rav Amster?
I was just wondering that small
belief
has to be
Mishar and Shishim. Yes, Mishar and Shishim. So he says, Kvar b'yarnu l'mala b'shar ha-shlishi shal bai ze she'im b'vatam l'sa l'chatchila. That you're not allowed to b'vatam l'sa l'chatchila v'afilu isa mashahu in b'vatam l'chatchila. Even a little bit. Miu im nivla isa muat b'toch kli muta im darko shal osu kli l'shtamish bo heter b'shefa. If it's darko l'shtamish b'shefa, so then there's no problem. Muta l'shtamish. Listen to this. Page 8. M'shtamish b'ol l'chatchila. Kein sh'isser muat. V'ef sh'lovo bo l'idei nesinas tam. Because it's not going to come till nesinas tam. And he quotes the Gemara we learned yesterday. Tanya Perkei Mamidim, Kankanim Shal Ovi Kachavim, Chadoshim Mutarim, Yishonim Musavazim, Sukei Tzad Ovi Kachavim, Nosim Nosocha Yayin, right, if you had the treif wine, Yisrael Nosim Nosocha Mayim. Nochui Nosim Nosocha Yayin, Yisrael Nosim Nosocha Marais. Chlom, Yisrael Nosim Nosocha Mayim, V'shosa. You see, he says like this, you know, today in our day and age, when you machshir kli, right? Machshir kli. So what do you do with the water afterwards? You throw it away. But they didn't throw away things back then. They used it. Why should we throw away? It's good water. Today, I remember Rabbi David Miller's father. You knew Rabbi David Miller's father? Probably didn't know him. Have you Israel Miller? You heard of him?
Oh, sure. Lives here.
He lives in the Bronx.
He was real
estate. Right? No.
Oh, no, he owned, Century Hardware. No.
Was he in Denhala for you? Years ago?
Yeah, he was the vice president. He was
vice president.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know about hardware. All I know is you. He was the vice president of YU for many, many years. Rabbi Israel Miller. He was a rabbi in the Bronx. So I remember he was talking about, I think once he went to Russia once, and he says, like in America, they turn on the faucet and they brush their teeth and they use so much water, you know. And there it was like a big thing, you know, you didn't use just. You know, Americans were used to, he was talking about that once. They used to, you know, how much waste there is of water. You start when you brush your teeth. How much, so, they didn't waste water. I mean, water was a big thing. Every water you got, you had to draw it up. It's not like today, you turn on the faucet. So we're very lackadaisical about our use of water, right? So when they kashered the kli, you know, the kli that had the blia of wine, and they kashered it, so what did they do with the water afterwards? They drank it, they used it. But how do you use it? So the Ranz Yisod is what the Ranz says, that since you don't have kavod, because you'd be mevgatel nisa l'chatchila when you're putting the cold water in, three times, right? So you're putting it in, so each time it's going to be batel a little bit. So you're not kavod and lehenos, but he's saying a different word. That the reason why it's mutter to drink is because it's always going to be batel. There's only a little bit that comes out each time, and it's mishtamish bo b'shefa. You're filling up the whole barrel, and each time a little bit will come out, so it'll be batel. So there's no problem. He says, "The klomi Yisrael nosu l'tzochem mayim v'shoseh osam." So that's his raya to his Yisrael. So let's see. This is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. It's brought down here. It's brought down Shulchan Aruch. I don't know if it's in this pack. Let's see. Yeah, here we go. Page 11. Eli Deutsch. Well, according to the Ran, it's not an issue. We've seen they don't have Kavana Lenos. And according to the Rashba, it's because anytime there's a built-in bittel, you're going to win. You'll never... You see, so what's Pshat in the Rashba? So the Madone Osher, the Heilige Madone Osher, Rabbi Tuchman likes the Madone Osher. So he says that maybe the Rashba has a different Pshat in why Eim Avad L'Nisa L'Chatchila. He says, you know why Eim Avad L'Nisa L'Chatchila? Because you might mess up. You might not do a proper bittle. But if it's built into the system that you're going to do a proper bittle, because the kli is always used. Who takes an industrial pot? You know, you see it in camp when they're cooking for the whole camp, right? So you're not going to put in one. You're not going to fill it up to the bottom, just a little bit. You fill it the whole thing. That's why you're using an industrial thing. You want to serve soup to the whole camp. So it's always used, and there's only a little blia, so it's darko lishtamish b'shefa. And it's only a little bit of Isser. So you can't mess up. It's built into the system, you won't mess up. So therefore you can mevatel l'chatchila.
But you need shishim?
Avada, you need shishim. Or else it's not pata.
So is it so rare to have such a big piece of shishim in the fats, in these massive things?
In other words, the thing is used b'shefa.
Right, right.
And something, a little bit of Isser got into it. A little bit of Isser. A little bit of Isser got into it. So,
with a lot of Isser gets
into it. No, so the idea is a little bit of Isser got into it. And that was the story.
So what's the difference, b'shefa? If there's a mashabul of a bliya of isur of which a benyomo would say, even not benyomo. What's the difference if it's 60-1 or 600-1? How big?
Right, but as long as it's not 50-1.
Right. So what's the chiddush here really?
Well, the chiddush is that normally when you have something treif, say you cook treif food in the pot.
Well, in other words, it's been to lisa l'chatkila here. That's the shalat has been to lisa l'chatkila.
Well, even more than that you're allowed to use it, right, even when it's a ben yomo, you don't have to be machshir. Because you only have to be machshir it because there's a chashash that it'll trafe up the next batch of food.
Right.
But here, it's not going to trafe up the next batch of food because the bliya is so minimal and the heter is so great, so it's built in the system that you can always win.
But the chiddush must be that it's more to be matal isur l'chatkila in such a case, because if it just, even if
no, I mean we normally, I mean we know that you is I mean we know from the Ran that you can be matal isur l'chatkila when you're not miskavin lehenos v'menu.
Right.
So it could be that someone would say the Rashba maybe doesn't hold from the Ran svara, but he says a different idea that. Since it's Darko L'shtamish B'shefa, then...
even a household pot, a regular household pot, you have the same heter, presumably, right? I mean, it doesn't have to be more than a scheme.
No, because you won't necessarily fill it up the whole thing.
How big is
as long as you fill it up more than Shlishim, even if you fill it up...
Right, but who says you're going to? It's built in that you're going to do that. In your own regular household pot, maybe you're making a small amount.
But it's still going to be more than shishim compared to that half a square inch of iser.
Right. But maybe not. Depends on how much you're going to cook, how much soup you're going to make, and how much iser fell in.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought wine would be mashu.
Same
thing.
But
chametz,
I'm sorry.
That's why the water.
What about
chametz? Chametz is b'mashu.
So that will not work with chametz.
Okay. How's he passed by the Rama and the Rashba?
What?
How's he passed by the Rama?
Oh, so we didn't read the Mechaber yet. So we should read the Mechaber. Saying, let's read the Mechaber. Page 11. Im nivla iser muat. L'toch kli kosher. A little is a in darko shall also kli l'shtamish bo b'shefa heter. He used a lot of heter. Mutol l'shtamish bo b'chatchila. Kim she iser muat b'yevshal lo v'lidei nesina stam. L'fichach iser mashu shenivla b'kdeira l'toch kantan v'chayotze ben mutol l'shtamish bo b'chatchila. Afil b'ben yomro. Because you love only in day Nesina's Tam. Because it's never going to come to Nesina's Tam. Fichach isu mashu shenivla b'gdeira o b'toch kankanim v'chayosivim hudu l'shtamish mol chatchila afilu b'ben yomo. Afilu b'ben yomo. Right, when do we ever let you use something that's a ben yomo? Of treif. Remember, you're using a k'deira, the ben yomo of treif. So normally you can't use it because we're afraid it's going to... Now you're going to use it with kosher food and it's going to trafe up the kosher food. So the chiddush is that you can use it l'chatchila because it'll never trafe up the kosher food because it's built into this scenario that you always use this pot, b'shefa, and it's always... and the case was that it was a little bit... So you always will win. So therefore,
and you can
you
be mavatal the isur of the mashu l'chatchila. That's the punchline here.
But that we already know from other sources.
So what if that's if
the
that's
punchline the, is that you don't say, well, maybe this time you won't use it for shefa.
That you're going to have shishim.
No, not necessarily. Not necessarily.
You can't. But this whole thing
depends how much you want to cook.
The whole thing applies only if you have more than if you have a minute. That's that. If you have it 70-1.
Right. Right, but you won't miss it. But if you're not darkel ishtamish b'shefa, so then you maybe use it for a little bit, and then it won't be batel b'shishim.
We don't need to be told that here. We know that.
So it should be also. Without this Rashba, I would say it's also. What right do you have to say that you're always going to win? That's the idea, that it's built into the system, that it's always going to win.
It'll always win if it's more than if it's weaker than Shishim.
Because it has to be in a situation where you never use the Kli for a little bit. So that's a Kli Shadakol Ishtamish Bo B'Shefa.
It's never used.
Does anyone use an industrial pot for just a little bit? We work in a camp in the kitchen, you see, even if you don't work, but you go in a camp in camp or here in YU, I guess.
Hotel,
all these big places. They're not families, but...
What's an example of
I told you, an industrial pot.
When we had that industrial pot, it's possible to assume that I used a lot of tray for the first time in that pot.
No, so it's only if you're...
It's only
something that has a leftover muat.
If you're always going to fill it up, it's always going to be 60 times the walls of the pot.
What a massive piece of
truth. It's a muat, shenivla, but clear.
It was an exception that they didn't use it to the top one, that it's okay.
Right.
Okay.
It's a huge pot.
No, not
it's
a huge piece of truth.
The amount you always
open
the pot is always
going to
be 60
at
the box.
That's case. But feel Ben Yom, if you have to live over the day in this town,
about Nivla Bukli. Right, exactly. That's a little case. That's
right. No, I get that. I'm saying, let's say.
Then no.
If
it's water, then it's not
good.
It is, though.
No,
it's
going to
be
60 at the box.
It's a
ruah.
No, that's what
he's
saying.
It's a more
something you
can.
Yeah.
No.
Anytime
you
have. You
don't say it's
a ruah. He says it's a ruah. Justice. Must be. That must be that. Because normally.
No, but we already discussed the Ran. The Ran said, I don't need this Rashba. I have the Ran already.
Okay, right.
The Ran told me that if I'm not niskaving lehenos,
right,
then I'm good. So I don't need this Rashba, but the Rashba is telling me something more.
But you're not makabel lehenos. This ain't about time.
Yeah, but maybe now it could be he doesn't hold from the Ran's because. I think that's why Yossi Wagshul Shlita was asking. How could the Mechaber quote both the Ran or the Orchas Chaim and this Rashba seems to be contradictory. Right? Is that? But you know what I always say back? The Halakha Dvar Shmuel. What is the Halakha Dvar Shmuel? No. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Dvar Shmuel says the Shulchan Aruch wasn't written by one person.
Yeah.
Oh.
Within the same
sheet? and he says that's why, and he thinks that's the answer to all the steers. And see, all the Achronim try to work very hard to answer the cash steers in the Mechaber. So steers the Rambam, I guess you have to answer, because it's. I think everyone agrees the Rambam wrote the whole Rambam. But the Mechaber, he says, he wrote the whole Beis Yosef, but not the whole... He gave out to his students, just like the Chofetz Chaim's son writes, that his father didn't write the Mishneh Berurah, the whole thing. He wrote it, but not the whole thing. He says, the reason why is a stira, because this was written by my father, this was written by my brother, and... But what did I say? The final didaction... Whatever that means. Of the Mishneh Berurah was where?
Here.
In this building. Isn't that amazing? This building.
This
Halakha building. See, this building has. See, that's why people want to go to different buildings. I don't want to go to different buildings.
Which building?
This building.
This room.
That's this room. It's not but it could be it was in the library. In other words. The MTA library, maybe. That's what I was guessing.
You're talking about like 200 years ago?
200 years ago. But Mendel Zachs.
50 years ago.
Yeah, right.
50 years ago.
More than 50 years. It's already we're already 2020, so it's already...
That's true.
So 70 years ago.
That's when he was nifted, 1933, something like that.
There are the Chofetz Chaim's son-in-law was the bochin here in the yeshiva. Where did he live?
Upper West Side.
Oh, hey, look, Upper West Side.
I think he opened a yeshiva in Muncie or something.
Yes, well, that was his son. And who lived in the same building?
Shedden.
Yeah. Ravon Cutley. Ravon Cutley, see? That's a Talmud. Long story. Ravon Cutley. And Rabbi Peretzky told me that. Who was Rabbi Peretzky?
He was the bochin after him.
Right, exactly. Rabbi Peretzky was the bochin here in the yeshiva. I was very close with him. And he insisted that I sit in, Rabbi Peretzky, to hear him give bechinas.
Why?
What was he wanted to show me how to give a bechina? What was his word of giving bechinas? His word of giving bechinas was not that. If you ask a question, you can always get somebody an idea that he doesn't know. So what's the point? He said the things that he's learned that he knows to see how he says it over. That was the point. How he could say over what he supposedly knows.
Yeah.
Not to say, oh, I can stump you in some sugya you don't know about, and you know, that wasn't the point. So he told me that when he would go to visit Rav Mendel, he would go to Rav Aaron in the same visit because they're in the same building. And you know, Rav Aaron used he didn't come, I didn't say he came, but he used the YU library. Yeah.
How did he use it in
coming? So somebody came for him. That's why when he was Nifter, Rav Schneer Kotler, but returned his farm that his father took out. Because you have to realize those days, even simple svarim would not, like even a regular Pnei Yeshua, you don't need to go to the YU library to get a Pnei Yeshua. You get a Pnei Yeshua, everyone has a Pnei Yeshua. But even simple things like that were not so available. So that's what he used. He used the library here.
BMG didn't have a
Pnei Yeshua. Well, you have to realize another thing. Rav Aaron Kotler never lived in Lakewood. Okay? That's another insult.
Yeah, that's
true. Rav Kotler never lived in Lakewood. Where did he live? In the West Side, and then?
Barapak.
where was
it? Barapak.
Barapak.
That's where he lived. Lakewood, he came for the weekends. Lakewood, he came to the weekends. When was his main shear? Rav Aaron Kotler? On Shabbos. On Shabbos, he gave shear on Shabbos. That was the main shear was on Shabbos. It was like Rabbi Bari said to me, he was Osek Nyone Klal during the week. So he wasn't, you know, Vahatzal, different things that they were very involved in. But then he came to Lakewood. So he didn't live in Lakewood. I mean, I'm sure there was a place for him to stay when he was there, but his residence was in the West Side. And then Barapak. Rav Abadi told me that he would made Havdalah sitting down in Avraham Kotler. That's another recent Chiddush.
I mean, a lot of people do.
Yeah.
Not everybody.
A lot of people in that Rav Aaron Kotler. Oh, wow.
Dol Mokham Surah.
Okay, you got a lot of history here today. So this is quoted in the Mechaber. Oh, so that's how I came onto it. So I go on Rav Yossi Wachshel Shlita. You know, Rav Yossi's father and I were Kavrusas. Karabiyavna, we learned together. Morning Sam. It's very chashuv. Then we met in MTA in 1978. We were in Rabbi Moshe Yagid's shir together. 1978 in MTA. This building. That was the first time I heard of Edison, New Jersey. I heard of Edison, New Jersey. Because you live in Brooklyn, you go to elementary school in Brooklyn, So you don't meet somebody from New Jersey. When somebody in my class moved to New Jersey, it was like moving to South Africa. You know, like with your whole world is when you're in elementary school. Your whole world is that area. So that's the story. Okay, but let's. So Yossi's asking if he's holding like the Rashba. So the answer must be that the main part of the Chiddush is not the Mevatel Nisa L'Chatchila part, because that we maybe could rely on the Ran. But the Chiddush is that you're allowed to do it even at the expense that maybe you're going to mess up. Maybe.
We're relying on it in the case that it has to mess
up. There's a famous... I was once, in the old days, they used to send me to different communities to speak when I was in the Kol Elyon in the 80s. So they used to send me local, like West Orange was a big place that I would go. But the far trips was like Toronto. That was like the speech. And I would stay by Rev. Rafael Marcus's house. You know who that was?
Sure. That's Shmuley Marcus's father.
Correct. Right, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik's son-in-law. Right. So then once I was spent some time in...
Rav Marcus in Queens?
Yeah. Yeah, Shmuel Marcus in Queens.
Yeah,
I mean, he was in high school then.
He took over Rabbi Steinberg's.
Yeah, he was in high school. Okay. I was his counselor, Mara Shakol, and his father was the Rav. In where?
Rotha.
In the Shul B'nai Torah. And the Bayit at that point... That wasn't the main place. They just built it, but it was new. The main place was B'nai Torah. I remember one Shabbos afternoon, Rabbi Shmuel Marcus took a walk with me and showed me the Bayit. That was just built. And it was before it really was filled with people. And then, unfortunately, Rabbi Marcus was Nifter. And then the demographics shifted to where the Bayit was, and that became the huge place. I was visited the Kol there once. Rabbi Shlomo Miller's Kol. So we were talking, I was learning Heksher Kalim at the time. So then he said to me, he has a Shaila to Rav Moshe, Nigros Moshe. It's there, it's printed. Why did you say every dishwasher is a Kli Shemuach Tishtamish Bo B'Shefa? Because how much stuff comes in the dishwasher? It's a little Dover Muat. You don't put big things in the dish. That was a little bit of a part of a half a piece of meat, you know, but and it's b'shefa, right? It's always filled up. So there shouldn't be any problem of any, to be, you know, matcher dishwasher at all. So every dishwasher should be...
What's the answer?
So that was a kasha that he asked to Rav Moshe Feinstein. So you have it, Jesse? Why didn't I put it in the packet? You're right, I should have put it in the packet. Maybe I'm just making the packet in. You have it on your phone? Where the tshuva to Shlomo Miller about. No? You have a phone there? Anybody? No? Anybody? What is this? Yeah, you have? You have a phone?
What's your looking for?
The truth of the Ramosha wrote to Rav Shlomo Miller about dishwasher.
How do you know where in your dishwasher is?
If I knew, it would be. It's there. So just look in your thing, and I'll send someone in the base medrash to get the truth.
See if I can find
that. Right? Of course, of course you'll find it. What's on my phone today? It's making a lot of noise. And this is quoted not only in Shulchan Aruch there, we read it. Where did we read the thing originally? The Klisha Mlachta L'Shafala page? On Hilchos Tarobos, page 11. But it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch also on page in Nosin Hilchos Nosin Tam of Gam. On page 16. Says is a muat shenivla b'klisha darshin shalom shtamish from the heter muat kidei she shutin zatam heter kidei she shtamshu bo from over there gedol v'chavis kiyotzi b'heter harizem mutol shtamish from the chatchiva. So this is quoted again in Shulchan Aruch. This Rashba is quoted in Chukchav Beis. Hey. Yeah. Again, it could be the same idea that different people wrote different simanim. I'm into that, you should know. Rav Avadi Yosef didn't like that. That's our Shmuel.
And it's a mitzvah, right?
What?
He didn't agree to
the fact. Yeah, they didn't think that it made sense that Yosef Karo is going to leave the Ikar P'sak Halacha up to his Talmidim, you know, like.
Is that
the
Beis Yosef also, or
just the Shulchan Aruch? No, Beis Yosef. Yeah, that was the hard part, the Beis Yosef. The easy part was the Shulchan Aruch, because basically you just had to take a paragraph in the Beis Yosef and summarize it in one line. You want to down it?
It quotes to the Wadish Bigger as Moshe.
Yeah, double
thing. But with Shlomo Miller?
It doesn't say specifically.
What did you do with search for Shlomo Miller?
I don't know if it's that figure.
And if you want to see inside the Madani Elsher on page 21 on the bottom. Can't start Chalomah, this is the bottom line. It's really the time of the Rashba holds the time of the din, page 22. It's a gzeira, the gzeira, the gzeira, the gzeira, the gzeira, the gzeira, in chashash. So is he saying that the whole Yisr of Eim Avat L'Nisr L'Chatchil is because he might do a bad bittel. He might not have the proper... Yeah.
By
Shefa,
you don't have such a problem.
Right. Madani Asher, I go visit him when I'm in Eretz Yisrael. He is a Rosh Kol of some Sephardi Kol. He's the son-in-law of Rav Katz. Who learned in the Tiv here? No, Rav Katz?
Yeah.
That's Rosh Kol. What's his name? Rav Shlomo? Rav Katz. He's Rav Katz's son-in-law.
Oh, okay. Who is his son-in-law?
Madani Asher. Of Asher Lunzer. Yeah.
It doesn't have a Rosh Moshe on the computer.
What kind of computer is this? Here, somebody get me your day Aleph Bays. He's gonna get it. Harav Spitzer Shlita. What?
So
Rav Shlomo Miller?
I don't know what
translation,
but that's
where
it's discussed in the same.
What? Which in?
If the dishwasher goes to a hot, just plain hot little cycle.
Hey, remember, Bobby's making them in dishwashers because he holds that it's all nifsal.
What's
nifsal?
That
doesn't
cause
a
problem.
Why is it nifsal?
So
some people say soap, but I asked Rav about the question they ask on that is if the soap is not introduced right away. So he said still, it's still like the soggy food is not is not
where the feeling. Do you hold that you can catch your dishwasher?
He holds Rav Abadi's. Which tshuva? Bays, which one? Okay, 1 second. Bays, Chavtes, and Chavtes. Oh, so the first Shuv Chav Zayin. Chav Tes. Chav Tes. It's not there. Yeah, what's the other one? Yeah. And Gimel? What's Gimel? Oh, here we go. It's Chelek Gimel, Yordei Chelek Gimel, Simen Chav Ches. The Tshuva written to Arav Agoy, Morena Rav Shlomo Eliyahu Miller, Shlita. So he says like this, Masha Mechadesh Kvot HaRosa Ramo, Tekimo She'etiru B'Shefa Heter, Kimo Ken Yeh Mutal Lishtamish B'Badeh Chelem. He said there should be no problem with a dishwasher. You don't even have to kash a dishwasher. It should be like the Rashba's Heter of Klisha Mishtamish B'Shefa. That's the truth. Rabbi Miller, Shlomo Miller said it to me in the 80s. He said, yeah, I wrote Shalom to Rabbi Moshe. I'm pretty sure. So Rav Moshe says, "Lo nira kain laniyaz daiti." The chiddush din rak b'dover habatol shvikashishim gulega dover ba'olam shen smata v'lo benosin tam ufgam v'ikar tam ba'olam. Talmudim. So he's saying that it's always going to be nosin tam ufgam. He's saying it over in a different way than I just said it midin the quantity. He's saying it midin that it's always no sin tam of gam.
That's
not that. So he says he doesn't think you should say that. It has to be always, there's always shishim. So he's saying the soap is most in time with gum. So it should be always. So that was. So first he says, Lo Nira came, I need the Chiddush Din Rak Medover Habotel, should be Kashishim, who can make Hadover Ba'olam. So he's saying maybe the Rashi was only when something is always bottle, but not. When always something is no sin tam of gam. Because there it's, the tam is there, it's hufchem. And then he says the taz argues. You see, the taz argues on this Rashba. Okay, we should see the taz. But I thought it was also midin the quantity. If you want to see the taz here, on page page 11, the long Taz. He doesn't like this Rashba. Services are showing on him cavens. I think he says maybe we should be goes there. Just like he goes there, ben yom to ben yom, he should be goes there, klim shem mishtamish with feshefa to klim shein mishtamish with feshefa. Yeah, he says, Mashain can actually the Vada name ki hated the Gazrina Baina Ben Yomo, Ze Kavachom Zer Khoka Kazos, Mnon Khalik Benayam. Because we go there in a Ben Yomo at the Ben Yomo, so we should be go there Klish and Shtamish Baba Shefa to Klish and Om Shtamish on Shefa. So the kids, so the Taz is not, so not everyone is masking, but with the Rashba.
Even though the Shulchan Aruch is masking.
Right.
So the Taz is Cholik on the Shulchan Aruch.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's the story here. Okay. Then he points out the Ran is really Madani Yosha. The Ran is Cholik of the Rashba. And the Behuda, what we saw yesterday, difference between Arv L'Chatchil or not. So, and then Yossi's Kasha. Okay? Yossi's Kasha. Okay, Rabosei. So we have concluded our first segment of the Limud. So I have a sign-up sheet for January 21st, 2020. You can sign up from 9:30, 9:45, 9:45 to 10. Sign up with your chavrusa. If you don't have a chavrusa, you just sign up whenever. 10 to 10. You know, every 15 minutes, say, and then you have. Okay. So, and then we'll start that Wednesday, Thursday. We'll continue. And there's Hashem. But the key is to chazer inside, understand it. That's why I try not to go so fast. The main thing is to give Havana is the most important thing in learning. Havana. I told you what they say, not the chaz shalom's. Say anything against the Daf Yomi, but I'm saying Rabbi Yashiv said that blot, certain blot, one blot you should spend 10 days on, and certain blot, 10 blot for one day. Not all blots are shoved, Rabbi Yashiv said. So the concept of having, you know, all blots shoved and spending the same amount of time, Rabbi Yashiv pointed out, is not the case. So that's why we don't, you know, about all packets of shover or not, but okay, so that's what I'm going to give you off now till to do chazar. We should take the bechina on time. You know how many people are still now the chag smicha, they're calling me up from years ago that they have to take this bechina, that bechina, because people, most important thing is to be responsible, do things on time, and then it all works out. See you after this night.